I want to welcome you all to a new episode of the Jason Beck Show. I'm your host, Jason Beck. And on today's show, we're going to start it off like every show. We'll start it off with a Bible verse of the day. This will come out of 1 Timothy 6:12, English Standard Version. Fight the good fight of faith. Take hold of the eternal life to which you were called, and about which you made the good confession in the presence of many witnesses. Amen. Well, today we're going to talk a little bit about Biden. President Biden needs to cool his jets. And we're going to talk a little bit about the quick little video that I saw of Tulsi Gabbard and how she talked about same thing, that Biden needs to cool his jets off of China and then even Russia, too. Believe it or not, there are people out there that actually make money, you know, going to war. You know, companies that sell tanks and jets and missiles and all that and all the components that you would need. There are companies that, you know, that's good. It's good business for them. But when it comes to war, you know, and I say this, and I hope the president listens to this, or this gets back to the president. And I would say, you know what I would say to the president? When it comes to war, there are no winners. Everyone is a loser, especially if it includes nuclear weapons. Because nuclear weapons, they'll affect you in some way, even though you may not be in the blast radius. They could knock out your electronics. They could knock out your car. You know, that's why on every show I try to talk about EMP shield and why that's so important. That goes hand in hand. You know, EMP shield, if you don't know, it's a company that makes a device that you can put on your car, your generator, your house, you know, your RV, whatever you need to put it on to help protect it from, in an event there is an EMP from either a nuclear blast, or sometimes, you know, strategically they'll may not want to hit a target, but they, you know, the missile blows up in the air and it causes an EMP. It could be God made too. And think about it, you know. So, and we'll talk a little bit more about that towards the, you know, after we get through this topic, you know. So, yeah. So, you know, Gabbard was like, you don't realize the she was talking about the cost of, you know, the negative cost on what can happen when there's a nuclear war. Innocent people, innocent lives. When you're caught in a blast radius and you're up next to it and you're not underground, or where you can find shelter, you know, your bones and your skin is melted away from your body. And that's what a lot of these leaders need to realize, that America is not prepared for a World War III, a nuclear war, at least not the public. You go to Russia, for example. They have fallout shelters for their people. What do we got? Coffins. We got coffins. We got graveyards for us. Because majority of the people, that's what's going to happen. There are going to be a lot of lives lost from innocent people that had nothing to do with the governments wanting to go to war and flex their muscles. You know, I do agree that, you know, the communist regime needs to end. But you know what? That's not going to happen until Jesus comes back, folks. When Jesus Christ is second coming, when he comes back and wipes out all the evil, changed, and the beast gets chained and Satan gets chained for 1,000 years, and there'll be a millennial of peace for 1,000 years, Now that's what I look forward to. But President Biden's got to cool his jets off of here. He's got to back off. You know, and I respect, because, you know, if Biden keeps going the way he's going, he's going to get us into some type of a war. Maybe not a World War III, and maybe, I hope not. You know, and that's one thing that I respected about President Donald Trump, is that he didn't get us into a war. In fact, anything, he was all about, you know, putting America first. He wasn't going to go and tell other countries what they should and should not do. You know, but he was about protecting America. He helped the military strengthen again. He helped our economy. And then the pandemic hit. And that's when the selection happened. Oh, that's when the lying happened and everything. But President Trump, I respect him, and I wish he was still in office. I wish he was still our president. He's still my president. You know, I respect the heck out of him for what he did for this country. And, you know, and the peace agreements and everything that he was pushing. I don't see Biden trying to make peace. Biden's talking about, oh, let's come together. I haven't seen any coming together. He wants to, like, cause conflicts in, like, different countries and stuff instead of just staying out of it. The best thing that we can do is pray for those countries. We're to be peacemakers, not war makers. Jesus taught us to be peacemakers. That's what he taught us to be. No, it's not a cherry pick. You don't get to cherry pick when you serve the Lord. You know? You don't get to pick and choose what you want to do, don't want to do. If the Lord says you do it, you do it. If it's in His Word, it's in His Word. Like it or not. But anyways, let's shift focus. So what happens? We all know what happens. Okay, World War III happens. Let's just say, for example, World War III. Between Russia, China, whoever, all of them, it happens. We all have nuclear missiles. You know, anyone that has a fallout shelter, food, water stored up for 25, 30 years, they'll be okay. Anybody that does not will not be okay. You know, because you got radiation sickness and poisoning. So one other thing that you may want to invest in, I'd recommend, you know, and I procrastinated on it, I need to do it myself, is get iodine tablets to protect your thyroid. You're going to need that in the event of a nuclear war. You're going to need water, clean water, access to clean water. So I think one of the cheapest things right now is storing up water. I'm sorry, even if you can't get filtered, even if it's just tap water, well, guess what? That tap water is going to keep you alive. It's going to keep you from dying from thirst. It's going to keep your pets from dying from thirst. I, for one, you know, I'm going to be looking for, you know, a ministry position in a small town. I'm looking at getting out of the big city. I don't want to be in the big city. You know, I'm going to start saving up so I can, you know, build myself a, you know, bunker somewhere off grid. Not going to tell any of you where it's at. So sorry, you know, but I would encourage anyone, if you can build a fallout shelter in your backyard, you know, I would go with Atlas Shelters. I would get in contact with them because they are very legit. You know, the owner, a very good Christian man, you know, so I would definitely go with them. And let's say you had a few friends and you all went in together to build a bunker and only you all knew about it, you know, and people that you were allowing to be a part of the bunker. And that's fine. Sometimes it's better in numbers to pitch in and help each other out, you know. Because I tell you what, I'm going to be building a... You all going to think I'm silly. Some of you may not believe me. You may laugh at me. But my goal is to build a bunker for when the Wormwood prophecy comes to pass. You know, when that asteroid hits. You know, check out Tom Horn's Wormwood prophecy. Highly recommend it, you know. But, you know, getting back to, like, nuclear fallout and nuclear stuff, you know, and World War, and you're going to need an EMP shield. So am I. I'm sorry, I'm throwing myself under the bus. You know, I need to get that ASAP, you know. But, you know, thanks to the partnership, if any of you do purchase and use our coupon code JEB, that's JEB, you get $50 off. You know, the podcast gets a generous commission, so I'll be able to use what commissions I get from there, and I can use that to purchase my own EMP shield device. So I'd highly recommend it. Share that coupon code around with your friends and family. It's JEB. It's my initials. Jason Eric Beck. So it's JEB. You can go to empshield.com or you can go to empshield.com/JEB. Just make sure to enter the coupon code again. Make sure it, you know, went through. So that's one thing I'd recommend. And even if you get multiple devices, you still get the $50 off. And that's on top of any sales that they have as well, also too. So, you know, that is my highly recommended that we all get, myself included, all of us, get EMP shield. And try to get our families to get it as well, too. Because if you have to bug out, I tell you what. Bugging out in a vehicle is a lot better than bugging out on a bicycle or by foot. A lot of people will have to bug out by foot. You know, just remember in a crisis, when stuff hits the fan, your biggest threat is going to be people. So avoiding crowds, big cities, a lot of people in general, is the best thing to go about it. You know, if you have to be in the city, be a gray man. Don't let anyone know that you're a prepper. Don't let anyone know that your car still runs. Don't let anyone know that. You know, but you're also going to want to store gas too. You're going to want to have enough gas to get you to where you need to be. You know, we all might have to go to Mexico or Canada, you know, migrate, you know, or maybe living in a different country. But, you know, that would be my recommendations. I mean, for a meteor, you know, if, you know, and I believe, you know, what Tom Horn saw in that Wormwood prophecy, and we'll talk about that on another episode. We'll go more in depth than that. What I think, my plans, you know, like I said, why I'm going to build a bunker in the next 8 years. There's a reason why. Not just for possible World War III events, you know, but when meteorites are falling on our heads, we're going to want to be underground, not above ground. You know, that's going to be the safest place as possible. You know, or in a cave and hope it doesn't, like, avalanche or cave in, you know? So, Anyways, let's go ahead and pray for each and every one of you. Dear Heavenly Father, I just want to pray for everybody. I want to lift everyone up to you. I just asked if anyone's sick. Lord Jesus, I just ask that you heal them at this time. In the name of Jesus, just touch them and heal them. If anyone's struggling financially, please help them and bless them financially. Send them a financial blessing. If anyone's lacking in food, please send someone to give them food. Send an angel to give them food. You know, any of their needs, meet their needs, oh Lord. And I thank you for all the listeners. You're all part of this family. And I pray that you all are also part of the family of Jesus Christ. And I pray that and encourage you all, if you're not, I pray that you repent, turn away from your sins, ask, most importantly, don't forget to forgive others. And ask the Lord to forgive you for your sins. Ask Him into your heart, into your life. Ask Him, the Holy Spirit, into your life to guide you and to teach you and counsel you. And to believe in the Lord, in the burial and the death, burial and the resurrection of Jesus Christ, that He died and rose again. Died for your sins. He died for you because He loved you. And He loves you. He loves all of us. And His goal is for all of us to be on that narrow path to the gates of heaven. But He left the Bible as our basic instructions to follow while we're on earth, so that we can have a roadmap and we can have a way that we can help others get to heaven and we can get to heaven. I ask this in your precious and holy name, Jesus Christ. Amen and amen. I want to thank you so much and just, highly encourage you to use that to get an EMP shield. I'm speaking to myself. Like I said, any purchases that you make through EMP Shield using my coupon code, JEB, will go to help the podcast show and help me get an EMP Shield for my car as well, too. So, yeah. Well, blessings to each and every one of you. Y'all have a wonderful, wonderful day. I'll go ahead and link everything in the description box below. There are other companies that we're affiliated with. Any commissions will go ahead and help the show. Be able to help us reach more people. Some more stuff that we still need for the show. And most importantly, it'll bless your life also as well too. You got freeze-dried food that you can get from My Patriot Supply. I'll put a link in the description below. Also, the description for the EMP Shield coupon code as well. And you can get your gear. You can get the Jason Beck Show gear also. Anything that you purchase, shirts, hats, coffee mugs, you name it, we'll go to help the show as well also. So any way that you can help support this show, and help support the Jason Beck Show family, I really appreciate it. I really appreciate it from the bottom of my heart, so that I can continue to bring you more shows, that I can spend more time on it as well, too. And thank you so much. Please share this with others. God bless. Love each and every one of you, and y'all have a wonderful day.